This is St. Louis Public Radio. Passengers at Lambert International Airport have a new distraction as they inch through security lines at Terminal 2. It's the building's first public art piece, made by Washington University architecture students. The 100-foot sculpture hangs from the ceiling. It aims to give travelers something to ponder as they wait. St. Louis Public Radio's Willis Ryder Arnold describes how it took shape.
In a Washington University basement, Maria Draskic stands next to a tabletop machine that makes a whirring noise as it slices diamond shapes out of thin plastic sheets stained with alcohol and colored ink. She says part of the shape's design has a very basic goal.
And we have this cut in such a way that it fits perfectly and then it doesn't fall out from the ceiling of the airport. I mean, that was the idea.
But Draskic says there's a lot more to the sculpture than just making sure it stays put. The piece was designed by WashU architectural graduate students using cutting-edge technologies. Her diamond shapes will be fixed to the skeleton made from lightweight polycarbonate fibers to create a wave of color overhead. The project's a design exercise, but can it distract people from the tedium and aggravation of airport travel?
So as you move along the lines, it should be quite a journey, we hope it to be. So I'm hoping they will just find a little bit of joy in waiting in the airport line, which is really hard to do.
Across town, some of her classmates work on the project's backbone at Tech Shop.
When you look at it first, like it just looks like we're like maybe just making something that's like a lamp or something, I don't know.
That's Greg Smolkovich. He and some others spin resin-coated polycarbonate fibers onto collapsible diamond frames.
What we're using here at Tech Shop is a pre-impregnated fiber, which has the resin impregnated within the fiber itself. So all this requires is for it to go inside of an oven and cure for an hour and a half, so it'll stiffen the resin.
Looking past the design jargon, it seems like he's playing a complex cat's cradle game using plastic string dipped in molasses. The shape is baked in an oven. Each small shape is feather light. The students had to make hundreds of units that were assembled into the final sculpture. The project's even changed his view of architecture. Now he thinks a technically proficient project can also serve a social engineering purpose, like making people feel better, especially in an airport.
One of our critics put it right, it can be such a soul-sucking space where now you're able to like use this like architectural element to kind of like ease the, I guess, pain of traveling sometimes, which is very nice because architecturally, other than through like building and making, like in the built world, like it has like a real true like architectural purpose.
Professor Jason Foster Butts says breaking down barriers between functionality and aesthetics is part of his goals as a teacher. And although students were asked to blur the lines between art and architecture, he says they're learning very practical skills.
But I think in general, the students are learning how to work at a detail scale, how to kind of maintain a high level of quality, how to design sort of a unique piece that limits the amount of variation that you have. These are all things that they'll encounter in practice.
Workers installed the sculpture in 5 different sections this past weekend. At the airport, it's hard to tell if the project will fully realize the goal of relaxing travelers. Early in the morning, people scurry beneath the project, heading toward the ticket line. But then, every once in a while, someone stops and pauses, if only for a heartbeat, to look up at the piece and take a breath before continuing on their journey. I'm Willis Ryder Arnold, St. Louis Public Radio.